It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Oh, I have something I'd really like to show you. So I want to go outside right away today, because there's something very special there. Come along. Right over here. How are they, Bob?
Okay.
You know Bob Trow, our television neighbor.
Hi. This is...
Hi, Emmy.
Emmy.
This is Bob's dog.
Do you know the names of the pups?
No.
This one is Dash.
Dash?
Because she's always dashing. Mm-hmm. And this one's Dot.
Hey, Dot.
Have you had them long enough?
Well, I just like to show them to my friend.
Sure.
How old are they?
A little over a month.
Oh, yes. What are you saying? Would you like to be closer to your mom? Would you? Well, your mom's lying down. Yeah.
Miriam.
Are they still nursing?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And they're hungry, I think. That's the problem.
Uh-huh.
Miriam.
Yeah.
Sit down like a good girl. That's a way.
Emmy.
Sit down. Come on. Sit. That's a girl.
You know, I was just thinking that when a mother dog has babies, those babies are always puppies.
Mm-hmm.
Dogs.
It's like when a cat has babies, they're always kittens.
Mm-hmm. When human beings have babies, they're always human babies.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any pictures of your sons?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact.
Which one is this? Is this Dot or Dash?
That's Dot.
Hey, Dot.
Dash is always dashing to eat, see?
See those pictures of your boys.
Okay. That's Rob. That's Eric.
Boy, I remember when they were babies. Haven't they grown?
They sure have. Look at them now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're mighty fortunate to have you for a dad.
Oh, thank you.
Lots of different families in this world, aren't there? Did you finish that film that you were taking of the different families in the neighborhood?
Yes. I'm glad you reminded me. I almost forgot about it. Would you like to borrow it?
I would.
Have it with me right here.
I hate to let Dot go.
She's a beauty.
I'll say.
Well, I'll gather them up here if I can. You finished eating? Dash? Well,
Dot, you're not so hungry, are you? But Dash is.
Come on, Dot. We'll try to grab you first here. Up we go. That's a girl.
You take good care of this.
Oh, we try to.
Hey, Dash.
Come on, Dash.
Hey, Dash. Hey, Dash.
Come on, baby. Up, 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 up. Here we go.
What a fine girl you are, Emmy. You're a fine mother. Mm-hmm.
There we go.
Thanks for bringing them by, Bob.
Oh, sure.
Have a good day.
As long as you need it.
Oh, all right. I'll bring it back later to you today. Let's take this inside and see it. I thought you'd like to see those dogs. different families in our neighborhood. Bob's been working on this film for a while. Some of them are people that we know, and some of them are people that you might not know. But let's look at it together. Families in our neighborhood. Here's a family washing their car. And the dad's holding the little girl up so she can help wash the top of it. There's a family having dinner together. I guess they've just finished. Daddy's holding the baby. And the mom's holding the baby. This family must be coming to the museum. Seeing the dinosaur bones. That looks like the Costa family. Yeah, that's Mr. Costa. Playing a game outside. I think that's called bocce. This family must be doing homework together. The mother's helping one of the children, and the dad's helping the other one. Oh, there's Betty Aberlin and Joe Negri. They're neighbors, planting things together. Oh, there's Joe's wife, Mrs. Negri. Something for them to refresh them. And there's Chef Brockett and Mrs. Brockett with their cats. They have lots of pet cats at their home. Getting dressed up in fancy clothes. Oh, that's Chuck Abel. And that's his dad with him there. They're getting a family portrait. His mother, dad, Chuck, and his sister. I like to see what different families in our neighborhood do together. I wonder what this film would look like if we played it very fast. Let's try that. I can put it in here and press this button to make it go real fast. Let's look. Thank you. play a film fast like that, I think. Funny, fast film. Yeah. But at funny times, or sad times, any kind of times, it helps to have people that you love with you, no matter what. Sometimes you feel like holding your pillow all night long. Sometimes you hug your teddy bear tightly. He's old, but he's still strong. And sometimes you want to snuggle up closely with your own mom and dad. At night, you even need the light sometimes, but that's not bad. Please don't think it's funny when you want an extra kiss. There are lots and lots of people who sometimes feel like this. Please don't think it's funny when you want the ones you miss. There are lots and lots of people who sometimes feel like this. Do you ever feel like that? I know I have. Well, now let's just have some make-believe now. Trolley. Today, let's pretend that X's cousin Mary Owl meets Bob Dog, and that Anna Platypus is very concerned about all the talk about the little adopted baby in Southwood. Remember, her name is Carrie Dell. All right, Trolley, neighborhood of make-believe.
Hello, Trolley.
Trolley.
I'm always so glad when you come to visit Bob Dog.
Me too. It's a great day here in this neighborhood.
Have you seen X's cousin Mary Owl yet?
No, not yet. How is she?
Oh, she seems fine. Good. She's planning a big reunion.
What's a reunion?
Oh, a reunion is just like a big party. You see, dear, union means getting together, and reunion means getting together again.
Reunion means getting together again.
Do you understand?
Oh, I hope so.
Well, I'm going to have to go inside, dear. I have my Feed the World meeting.
Oh,
there's Cousin Mary over there now.
Yeah, well, I'll go see her.
Come back any time, dear Bob Dog.
I'll be glad to. Queen Sarah.
Good day. Good day to you, my dear. Now, my meeting is in this room.
Hi, Cousin Mary Owl.
Oh, Bob Dog, I didn't even see you coming. I'm so engrossed with this reunion stuff.
Oh, reunion. Reunion means getting together again.
Oh, it surely does. And we're going to have a great time.
Yes. Well, what do you do at a reunion?
Dancing and singing and eating and playing, everything.
Oh, good. Well, can anybody come?
Well, anybody who is a cousin or has a cousin.
Oh, I see.
Are you a cousin to anybody, Bob Dog?
No. No, I never had a cousin, and I never will, and I know that as a fact because my mother and dad told me.
I'm sorry.
Oh, well, I guess that means that I can't come to the reunion then, huh?
Well, I guess it does, because that's the rule. It's a cousin reunion.
Yeah, well, okay.
Well, someday you could have a different kind of reunion. You could go to that one.
Yeah, maybe. I'll see you later then, Cousin Mary.
Oh, I wish I could do something.
Well, that's all right. I'm just not a cousin, that's all.
Oh, well, Okay then, Bob Dog. I'll see ya.
Take a little nap. You don't have to be a cousin to take a nap.
It's Bob Dog taking a wee nap.
I hope he's feeling all right.
Oh, I think he would tell me if he were ill.
That little Jones baby in Southwood, she's fine too, isn't she?
Aye, I gave her a checkup yesterday. Her name is Carrie Dell.
Who gave her that name?
Why, her mummy and her daddy.
But she didn't grow inside of Mrs. Jones. So is she really their baby?
Aye, she's their adopted baby, dear. Betty and James adopted her.
Why?
Well, because they feel they want to share what they have with a baby.
But who did she grow inside of?
Some other woman who just knew that she couldn't take good care of her, so she let the Joneses adopt her.
Well, I've been wondering something.
What is it, dear?
Did you and Mother adopt me?
No, we didn't. But even if we had, we would love you just as much.
You would?
Why, of course. When people adopt a child, then that child is part of their family forever.
Forever?
Aye.
I see. One other thing, Daddy.
Aye.
When I grow up, will my babies grow inside of me? Or will I get my babies the way the Joneses got Carrie Dell?
I don't know, but I think they'll grow inside you. I just hope that someday you have a child as wonderful as my daughter Anna.
And that child will have the best grandfather in the world. You.
I like it when we can talk like this.
I do too. Oh, look. Bob Dog is moving. Hello, Bob Dog.
Oh, I must have been sleeping.
Well, we were glad that you were comfortable.
Yeah, well, I was dreaming too, Dr. Bill.
Could you remember what it was about?
Yeah. I was dreaming that I had a cousin.
Don't you have a cousin?
No, that's the trouble.
Well, what do you mean, Bob Dog?
Well, you can't go to a cousin reunion if you're not a cousin or you don't have a cousin.
Oh, I see.
Well, do you want a cousin, Bob Dog?
Well, sure. Doesn't everyone, Anna?
I don't know, but I'd be glad to be your cousin.
Oh, how would we do that?
Daddy? Couldn't we adopt each other for cousins?
Well, I don't see why not. Oh, here comes Cousin Mary. She'll know.
Cousin Mary?
Yes, Pop Dog?
What if I have an adopted cousin?
Well, of course, that's a real cousin. I thought you didn't have a cousin.
Well, I didn't, but I think I will.
Pop Dog and I are going to be adopted cousins.
Oh, that's wonderful.
But you must both remember, once you adopt each other for cousins, you'll be cousins forever, because adoption is real and it's forever.
Well, that's fine with me.
And it's fine with me.
Cousin Anna.
Cousin Bob.
Oh, I like the way that sounds.
Well, that just takes care of everybody except Daniel Tiger. I'll see about him later. Right now, I must go to a planning meeting at the castle. See all you cousins later.
Oh, all right, Cousin Mary.
Cousin Mary.
Hi.
We have to sign some adoption papers. Let's get that sort of thing going.
Trolleys don't have cousins because they're machines. And machines aren't alive like we are. Anna had a good talk with her daddy about adoption, didn't she? Do you know anybody who's adopted? Well, my sister was adopted. I remember the day she came to our house. She was just a little baby. And when my mother and dad adopted her, she became my sister forever. If I hadn't had her for a sister, I would never have been a brother. She's the one who made me a brother. And I like being a brother. My sister didn't look exactly like me, and she didn't look exactly like our mother or dad. But you don't have to be exactly like somebody to be able to love them. In fact, nobody's exactly like anybody else, whether they're adopted or not. In the long, long trip of growing, there are stops along the way for thoughts of all the soft things and a look at yesterday, for a chance to fill our feelings with comfort and with ease, and then tell the new tomorrow you can come now when you please. So please don't think it's funny when you want an extra kiss. There are lots and lots of people who sometimes feel like this. Please don't think it's funny when you want the ones you miss. There are lots and lots of people who sometimes feel like this. Oh, there's somebody at the door. Oh, it's Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery. Am I too late?
No, just right. Did you find it?
I did, and it's called Exactly As I Am. There you go.
That's the one. Thank you, Mr. McFeely. Can you stay?
A busy day today. More deliveries to make. See you around the neighborhood.
What a busy person you are.
Good day.
Bye.
Bye.
This is a book that I have been wanting to read to you. Mr. McFeely found it. It's called Exactly As I Am. Exactly As I Am. I'm not exactly like my dad, but I love him. I'm not exactly like my mom, but I love her. I'm not exactly like my dog, but I love him. I'm not exactly like my cat, but I love her. I'm not exactly like my neighbor, but I love him. I'm not exactly like my neighbor's daughter, but I love her. I'm not exactly like my neighbor's son, but I love him. I'm not exactly like my teacher, but I love her. I'm not exactly like my other teacher, but I love him. I'm not exactly like my cousin, but I love her. But I am exactly like myself, and people can love me exactly as I am. Exactly as I am. When I read that book, I get a good feeling. It's true what this book says, you know. Each one of us is different, but each one of us can love others and have others love us. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You will have lots of things to talk about with the people you love. And the people you love are people who can love you exactly as you are. I'll be back next time. Bye.
The people who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.